I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of reach at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Babies, that's what we're talking about today. Specifically, how do they get out of the mom? I'm sure that's been explained to you before, but there's an interesting and complicated and developing history around that. And today we're going to talk to it, Dr. Randy Hutter Ebstein about that. She is the author of Get Me Out, A History of Childbirth from the Garden of Eden to the Sperm Bank. Dr. Ebstein, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
So my wife and I have had two daughters, two vastly different childbirthing experiences. The first was in a hospital, ended up with an epidural. They took her. She was fine. And they put her in the intensive care to watch her for a little bit, although she ended up being fine. The second, our second daughter, we had a home birth. It ended up being less expensive, ended up being far less complicated, and so we had two very different experiences, tended towards the latter as opposed to the former. But I know most folks go for a traditional hospital birth. In the last 17 years or so, what has developed? I know we're talking about a whole vast history here, but just recently, how have things changed? How have things developed and improved?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Just to flip back in time a bit, you know, it's in the early 1900s, everyone, as we know, was giving birth at home.
Right.
But when we moved to start doing hospital births in 1905, 1920, those are really for the poor women that couldn't afford to give birth at home.
Hmm.
For the fancy ladies, you stayed at home in the privacy of your own bedroom, and the hospital births were a lot for, like, the immigrant and poor women who were put in wards, a lot of women in the same room, and a lot of times with inexperienced doctors who were practicing their technique so that they were better at when they did the home births for the fancier ladies. Today we know by, like, the 1960s, practically everyone was giving birth in a hospital.
Right.
And now we're seeing that, yeah, a lot of people are going your way. First child in the hospital and maybe trying the home birth. It's not, I'd say overwhelmingly, more women are still giving birth in a hospital. But what we have today in some communities, not all, in some communities, women who prefer to stay at home are close enough to a hospital and are working with a midwife who's affiliated with a doctor or a hospital. So should you need should you have to be rushed to a hospital, or do you need any special equipment or surgery, you're close by. So I think that's probably the most recent positive sign of sort of working together with midwives and doctors that some communities, not all, have, that you can have the home birth and yet have the benefit of the hospital should you need to get somewhere quickly.
Well, that's great. That's good to hear. We're speaking with Dr. Randy Hutter Ebstein. She's the author of Get Me Out. I'm curious. The number that I've heard is that about 85% of births don't typically require any sort of medical intervention. Is that correct?
You know, I've heard the numbers are about that. It's real. You know, the thing with childbirth is, for the most part, yeah, things do go well. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that really lured me to this subject isn't so much, oh, making babies, though it is fascinating, the whole sperm meets egg thing, but also how so much about how we give birth and how we want babies to be delivered has to do with doctor-patient relationships. So when your mother was giving birth, it was in an era, and I'm just sort of guessing how old you are and your mom, but it was in an era where you listened to your doctor, and they knew best, and most doctors were men, and most doctors were saying, I don't want to, like, visit from home to home. Get in the hospital. I'm going to knock you out. I don't want to hear you chit-chattering along the way, and I'll get the baby out. And for the most part, women were like, okay, fine. And one of the reasons why natural childbirth started, and it really took off in the 1970s, whether you're home or in the hospital, is women were like, wait. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what you're doing to us, and we want to have a say in this. So a lot of it has to do with doctor-patient relationships, and in addition to advances in science and what our culture is at the time.
And to what extent does that control still take place today? Because, again, these are just numbers that I've heard, and I don't have any particular studies associated with them on the tip of my tongue, that scheduling births and planning them takes place to a much greater degree, so that babies typically are delivered during the daytime. They tend to be planned out, you know, scheduled, and that has been a trend. I know I was born at 11:30 at night, and that was back in 1976. But I'm wondering to what extent is our hospital births these days scheduled at the convenience of the hospital, the physician, and the staff available?
You know, it's funny. I talk to a lot of physicians, and I talk to so many women who are giving birth in the last few years, in the last 50 years, and I went into this thinking there's so many planned births because that's what doctors want. You know, they want to play golf on Wednesday, deliver your baby Thursday at noon, go to their cocktail party. But, you know, it wasn't just the doctors. There's a lot of women out there that are saying, oh, I don't want to not know when this baby's coming. It shocked me because I'm kind of a more let this baby come out when the baby feels cooked and ready to come out of the oven. But there were a lot of women that said, oh, well, it can't be, you know, I want to give birth on this Monday versus that Tuesday. I love the date of this birthday sounding. So a lot of the planning, and yes, I don't know the statistics because it's hard to really keep, I don't even know if there's statistics where they go and ask women to say, you know, is this scheduled or not? And is it scheduled for a health reason or for your own convenience? That would be the real issue to try to tease out. But there is a lot more planning, women planning to be induced and women planning a C-section on a certain day. And I think for me, what that meant to me is it's a reflection, again, on our society, that we're kind of control freaks and want to be able to plan our week and know that, okay, well, this way I can go on vacation this week, we'll have the baby before. I don't know. Right. I think it says more about us than our babies.
Interesting. I wonder if the advent of the smart phone has led to the advent of the smart birth, in a way. We're speaking with Dr.
I think
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think it leads to the advent of sort of a social media birth, the smartphone.
Interesting.
There's people, you know, Snapchatting and texting as their babies are coming out.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I never thought about that. My wife and I got in just under the wire before any of that was available. And, you know, it should have struck me, there are all these pictures of people in the hospital, but they're probably documenting a lot more than just the after scenes, and that's quite an interesting advent, and not one that I'm positive necessarily furthers a helpful development, but it's definitely a thing. We're speaking to Dr. Randy Hutter Epstein, the author of Get Me Out, A History of Childbirth from the Garden of Eden to the Sperm Bank. Do you think we're at a place where this ultimately ends up at least as we do it in this country, with healthier kids?
I think in the most part, we're better at preventing illness in terms of antibiotics that came around in the mid-20th century. I think we're getting much better at doing some prenatal diagnosis. I don't mean designer babies. I don't mean having, like, a baby that's guaranteed to have a high SAT score. But I do mean that we can, if there is a fatal genetic illness that runs in your family, we can now, for some of these diseases, look at the genetics in an embryo before it's implanted and prevent that vicious cycle of an illness. So for those cases, it gets sort of conflated with designer babies, but there is some wonderful scientific advances in trying in making healthier babies. And I think we're learning and learning. And yes, it does talk to the issues of how much are we planning for? Is it just disease prevention or is it perfecting?
Sounds like good news. Dr. Randi Hutter-Epstein, she's the author of Get Me Out, a history of childbirth from the Garden of Eden to the sperm bank. Dr. Epstein, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks. All the best. Bye-bye. That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair and Godric Rockland. For more information, go to Twitter, @NowItsTheNews. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
The largest custom window covering company in North America, with over 25 years in business, has teamed up with the most established name in smart home technology. Together, we're introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Now, opening and closing your shades with a touch of a button is easier than ever. Program them to open and close for safety, energy savings, and peace of mind. They work with so many smart home devices. You can control them from anywhere in the world with your smartphone. And since they're cordless, they're a great choice for kids and pets. Smart Shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get style and service for every budget. Get Smart Shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're working on emergency funding. We're doing everything we can, and we're working very well with the governor.
Thank you.
Who's done a terrific job.
President Trump talking to reporters today about the recovery efforts already underway in Texas. The president planning to visit the area tomorrow with First Lady Melania Trump. The president not quite as forthcoming when it came to DACA. The president not really giving a clear answer as to what he's going to do on the program for illegal immigrant children.
We love the Dreamers. We love everybody. Thank you very much.
A Pennsylvania judge ordering 14 members of a Penn State fraternity to stand trial in a pledge's death, but the judge threw out the most serious charges against them, including involuntary manslaughter. District Justice Alan Sinclair dismissed all charges against four additional members. District Attorney Stacey Parks Miller announced that she plans to refile charges and denied there was prosecutorial overreach. USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Wisconsin Sheriff David Clark, known as a major supporter of President Trump, stepping down.
Clark announced on Thursday that he's resigning as sheriff of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Clark is known for wearing a cowboy hat and running as a Democrat with conservative rhetoric, winning re-election three times. He regularly appeared as a pundit on conservative media outlets. He'll be making an announcement about his future plans next week.
Senator John McCain says he wants to make something very clear to President.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Stepping into stockings, stepping into shoes, deeper than the pocket of the raincoat.